We have this wonderful, long-standing tradition within our Catholic Church of calling to the Holy Spirit to come. We sang our opening song. We sang, "Come, Holy Spirit." There's the world-famous prayer, "Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be recreated, and you shall renew the face of the earth." It is that calling forth of the Holy Spirit to come that is a very natural thing for us to do. And yet, many people will say that when we invite the Holy Spirit into our lives, too often we want the Holy Spirit to do what we want to do and not what the Holy Spirit wants to do. In other words, we want God to rubber stamp the plan for my life or the plan that I have laid out for someone else's life. And when we do that, we often fall into that temptation of, rather than God's will, it becomes my will. Rather than God's kingdom, it becomes my kingdom. And our readings today point us in the opposite direction of mine and into the direction of God and ours as a Holy Catholic Church. In our first reading today, we hear the Acts of the Apostles, the flames of fire coming upon the disciples in the upper room. And their first impetus is to go out, to be sent forth by the Spirit. In fact, it's what Jesus says to his disciples in the room where he enters into their midst, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you to go and do the work of God." And that is confirmed through our third reading. Because St. Paul reminds us that when the Holy Spirit sends us forth, when the Holy Spirit sends us out, he doesn't send us out alone, but rather he sends us out as the Holy Catholic Church. Yes, each of us individual parts with special gifts, special talents, special blessings to share with the world, but always united as one, so that I may be, so that you may be as the Father is in me and I am in you, is what Jesus says to us, so that we are always, no matter what, connected with our brothers and sisters and the faith of the church through Jesus Christ. And calling forth the Holy Spirit is something that's very important, because the Holy Spirit is what animates us, is what Jesus has promised to us, to send us, to help us, to bless us, and to bring the good news of salvation through us to the world. Because as I have been talking about all throughout Easter, and this is our last season of Easter, the Holy Spirit sends us on a mission. We're not supposed to stay in the church, but rather we are called to go forth on a mission. And the mission is what Jesus says in our gospel today. "As the Father sends me, so I send you. Do what I have done. Go out to the peoples, to the streets, the corners, the dark places of the world, and bring my Father's reconciliation, my Father's mercy, my Father's love into those places." We are called to carry that into the world. But we can't, as St. Paul reminds us in the second reading, do that unless we are connected to something greater than we are. Unless we're connected to the blessing and the holiness of the church in which we are all part of. That's why it's so dangerous for so many people to sit there and say, "I'm spiritual but not religious. I can find God by gazing at the stars in the night." I can too. "I can find God when I celebrate happiness with my friends at a party." I can too. But I can't find the strength, the courage to proclaim his love when those parties go awry, when those dark nights become something dangerous in the lives of my life and the lives of others. That connection gives us the strength, the courage, the blessing to truly go on the mission that God wants us to share. And as I said, each of us has a little part of that mission. Believe it or not, no one in the church, no one at all, can do what God has called me to do. Because none of you are me. And I can't do anything that you are called to do the way that God has called you to do it. Because I am not you. But when we are united together in the mission of the church through the gift of the Holy Spirit, we are united and we bring about the perfect kingdom of God that God has intended for us. That is why the church believes it is tragic and so sad, if I could think of a harder word than sad, that people choose to voluntarily absence themselves from the gifts of the sacraments. Because that is where we discover the true unity of the Holy Spirit. When we baptize children and adults, we call forth the Holy Spirit to be upon them. In a few moments when we celebrate Eucharist, we will ask the Holy Spirit to come upon these gifts of bread and wine so that may become for us the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the sacrament of confession, the part of the prayer of absolution is the Holy Spirit being sent among us for the forgiveness of sins. And in the sacrament of confirmation, so many people celebrate in their teenage years, but some of us at other times, it is that gift of the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, because now you are called to mission. You are no longer a child, but you are called an adult, called forth to carry out the mission that God has planned for you at this time and this place, going out. And in the sacred vow of marriage, the Holy Spirit coming upon the couple to unite them in perfect love. Yesterday, our diocese celebrated the ordination of two new priests, Father Gabriel and Father Kwa. And today, I celebrate my 12th anniversary, and Father Steve celebrates his 6th anniversary of ordination, where we call the Holy Spirit upon those men being ordained. And of course, in the sacrament of the sick, through the power of the gift of the Holy Spirit, the healing power of the Spirit of God, entering into the bodies, the souls, the minds of those who are sick. That is the mission. That is why we come together. That is the gift to go out then and do what Jesus does. Because in a few moments, we will say words that we often rattle off very quickly and forget the power of them. Jesus says to his disciples, "Peace be with you." And then breathed upon them the Holy Spirit. That is the gift that the church gives to each one of us in that communion rite, where we turn to one another and say those words of blessing, those words of hope, those words of mercy. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. That is a powerful act of grace, a powerful act of love. It isn't simply a high five in passing, but an act of grace and love that the church gives to each of us to share, not just here in this church, but in each and every interaction we have. Peace be with you. And part of that great celebration, of course, is that when we offer that peace to bring others to Christ, to bring others to Jesus Christ, and especially during this Easter season, we have placed our brothers and sisters who have received the sacraments at the Easter Vigil upon a bulletin board so that we might see the growth and the blessing of the church. And we have one member here tonight, Asif, who's going to come and talk about his experience in the RCIA coming into the Catholic Church. in that celebration of love and joy. So I'd invite you forward at this time to share a few words with us.